All right, Eberhard Lisse for the record. This is the face-to-face meeting of the technical working group. Present are Nigel Roberts, Patrick Fallström, Jacques Latour, Patrick Jones, Roy Ahrens, Christina Nordström. Gabriel Architek and Simon McCullough. We have an apology from Jay, and we don't have an apology from Andre, but we excuse him anyway. And Diego Espinosa is going to dial in if he can, because he has a special interest in one of the topics that I want to raise. I want to give you some feedback on the organization of the DNS OAG meeting. I don't know how to put this, but it was rather a difficult undertaking. Three times in the process I was thinking I don't want to carry on doing it like this, or I want to stop doing this, and at the moment I'm not really sure I want to do this again, but given a little bit of distance between this and the next episode, we'll probably do it again.
Are you referring to the meeting on Monday as opposed to yesterday's meeting?
The one that is running now. The DNS, Tech Day is jointly with the DNS org, at least that was the intention, but working with the DNS org organizing committee is like nerd herding.
Okay,
it was very difficult. I tried to publish most of the correspondence by copying the tech working group, but it was not a pleasant undertaking. We had to have an actual physical phone call to just start to that they understand that they must talk to me when they organize something and things. I was thinking if you do this with an established group like us, that especially when the chair of that established group sends out an email, let's sort of sit down and talk this. Jay introduced Sebastian to me with exactly this in mind, and it was really difficult. Yeah. So in the end, we pulled it off. It's running. We have got some good topics. So, but it was not a pleasant undertaking, and not as good as the way I wanted it to be done. As far as topics are concerned, we have the CISO or CSIOs, or I don't know the abbreviation really well, from Yahoo and Facebook. And then as a late arrival, we have got Peter Marx from the LA City Council or Municipality or whatever it is. As a huge entity, I think it's very interesting probably to hear what he has to say. And we were looking for a host presentation anyway, so I was very keen on doing this. That has led to that our program is over full. I had a legacy from the previous meeting, Jeremy Rowley from PKI. I promised him a spot previously. I said, and I don't want to sort of get in being known as going back on my word on as far as this is concerned. Sometimes speakers then, if I email them, they can read between the lines and voluntarily withdraw, but he wanted to do it, so I put him as the last speaker after the DNS bake-off, so if we lose a speaker in between, we just move forward, it's not a problem. If he doesn't pitch, he will, but if he doesn't pitch, it's not a problem, so I think technically this is going to be interesting. We've got some leftovers from DNS OAG, but I think we're actually getting the better topics, the more interesting topics that we picked. Today is all the day in the life of the Internet, one day worth of root server data that they're massaging from different aspects. I think if you have heard one of them, to know how the technology goes, you've heard them all. It's just the different variables and then different results. Anybody has got anything about DNS org? I want to keep this as short as possible without trying to stifle discussion, because the meeting is already running. We were actually, our usual time is 10 o'clock, so we pushed it forward to 9 o'clock so that we at least can don't take 2 hours away. Roy Ahrens.
Roy Ahrens, nominate. A very small anecdote, something that occurred to nominate basically in the last 2 weeks. We made a proposal to the program committee. We were promised DNS org program committee. We were promised time And the last minute we got pulled because the idea was, the thought that was that our presentation would be perceived as too commercial. And this was actually fairly clumsy from the program committee. We confronted Keith, or I asked Keith what was going on, and he then eventually took the executive decision to put us on a Saturday, which was fairly technical context free, content free, if that makes any sense. It was still we were allowed time to present, so that was good, but it was just fairly clumsy. And this was a presentation that you and I, you as in Dr. Ewout Lisse, I already promised in London that we would love to do this. This would be an interesting presentation, would be on topic. So we were just unpleasantly surprised at the last moment. This is solely due to the DNS.org program committee, not Keith Mitchell or Dr. Ewout Lisse.
So the way I recall this is, let's put it like this, if you had put in a request early for this meeting, you would have had gotten the spot. I usually do this first come, first serve. The way I run I run it by the program committee. Usually there is no objections, then we do it my way. If there is an objection, then we'll either discuss it, or if there is no discussion, we do it the way of the guy who feels strong feelings about it. That has worked very well so far. Have your thing ready. If one of the presenters don't pitch, I'll put you on anyway. Yeah, because I think this is a very interesting, it's one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. Whether it is commercial or not is a separate issue. We all need to put into focus that we need to protect our assets. This is the only asset we have. This is the asset that, whether we see it as a commercial asset or not, it's an intellectual property that we need to monitor, that we need to guard. If it gets destroyed or stolen or made unavailable, we all not only lose our job, the digital economy of many countries is going to be affected. So any effort, small ones like I do this, with running this little probe, I have kept it running continuously and have gone 50 million records or something, or you do a thing that does 50 million per second, we need to create awareness that we all need to pay attention to this. And I also was very upset about the way this was handled. You were a late applicant, but if either you say sorry, it's late, or you say yes, and then you stick with it. It's the same thing with Jeremy Rowley. I don't really want him to present here because we are fully booked and it's not really pertinent. But I told him last time already that I couldn't accommodate him in London, so now he's going to have his spot. That's the way you should be predictable, and it's just not fair. But you are usually attending these meetings, and I think you have got this presentation down nowadays fairly easy. So if you want to have a spot in Marrakesh, I will put it on now on the agenda that is already done. And today, or tomorrow, if somebody doesn't pitch up, if you're ready to jump on short notice, go to the rostrum and make it anyway.
Perfect.
Yeah? I am not sure how I'm going to handle this. Probably I'm going to sit down with Danish and Keith and Jay and Andre and talk about this a little bit, because this is... For a bunch of professionals, this is fairly, the way this was all handled was fairly unprofessional, I must say. Now, I felt like hurting a bunch of nerds. It's like cat herding, you know, you know this commercial. Anything else about DNS.org?
Well, Jacques Latour, I got a question about what's the value of having a joint session when there's a planning committee for one, a planning committee for the other, and not a lot of communication between both?
That's exactly my question. Even if many people are surprised, I have a reasonable bedside manner, and I didn't want to confront them on this too much, and I felt, especially once this was announced and organized, we sort of had to go through with it. But as I said, I'm not really very keen on doing this again at the moment. But maybe it is because we were unable to develop the negotiation skills or the interpersonal skills to communicate on that aspect. And one thing we need to learn from this it is a good thing to be taken serious by organizations such as DNS-ORG and to do joint meetings, but I must say I was not impressed.
Patrick Jones. So I do think one of the benefits of at least having some loose coordination between the two is that it linked the two technical sessions that are back-to-back, so that from maybe it didn't work so well for our group, but for the community that might be interested in what are the technical sessions happening at the ICANN meeting, at least that are linked together.
So, Jacques, again, so I guess one of the key thing maybe is that not the presenter doesn't do the same presentation on both days. So to avoid that kind of stuff, duplication, that's one objective, but other than that,
Project Feldstrom, what I hear didn't work out was to try to have strong cooperation between the two sort of organizing committees. Maybe that is what should be sort of scrapped for the next time. And you should just, the two groups that are setting the two agendas together should just inform each other of what decisions they are making when they have confirmed speakers for the overlap issue, but also think that individuals themselves, if I, for example, were asked to talk both at ORG and at the CCNSO Tech Day, I would probably react myself. So I think having the 2 days, as Patrick is saying, together is a good thing, but maybe just ignore and stop and not have the administrative overhead.
We want... One of the plans is to sort of go away from these silos of being CCNS or GNS and sort of develop a technical focus or an anchor point where technical, for example, if you could get DNSSEC also in sort of in a technical package that this all these sessions are close with each other and then they start cooperating. The cooperation or the discussion in the two program working groups was not good enough. In the end, we managed to get away with it, and we must learn from it. But I just wanted to bring it up that I was not impressed from the way this went out. Yeah, of course, they will think I'm the stumbling block. That's always the case in these things, and it will be somewhere in the middle, and that's what we need to do, to sit down. We're all adults, and we will sit down and find out for the next time that we... I was a little bit disappointed because I right from the beginning I said this is what I don't want to happen, and you remember this last time. This is exactly what happened in Toronto, and I didn't want it to happen again, and I was unable to prevent it. Okay, but anyway, I think we've got us two good days of topics, so that's not the problem. We don't have any overlap, really. So we have one speaker speaking twice. Bahanian from France, he had a late arrival about an attack on their name servers, how they handled it. Program committee felt it was pertinent, so we accommodated him. And otherwise, we basically took a few presentations that DNS-ORG had... hadn't made the cut there, but I found some of them even more interesting than what they're having. All right. So we're done with that, with the post-mortem. Then for Marrakesh. Luis Espinosa and I were thinking about doing a DNSSEC key signing ceremony for smaller TLD, CCTLDs. .NA does it at the moment in software, and so eventually I would like to go to hardware, and the USB sticks that you can use, I think they cost €50. Reclam is verbally on board. We need to sort of put him properly into the logistics frame that his time and his travel gets approved and things like this. But I don't want this to be, from my view, I don't really want this to be an ICANN staff effort. I want this to be a community effort. And my idea is we develop this together with Reclam, and then we do it in Namibia once or twice on a test run, and then do it one official run, so that we sign our keys, our cards, put them in tamper-proof bags, and then put them in the machine in Germany physically under video taping, so that we've got this a complete way of doing this. And then when Luis will come to Namibia, he always wanted to come, so we invited him and his wife to come before Marrakesh to stay with us for a week, and so that we see the country and we see we get his expertise. And then we fly to Marrakesh, and then we have got a ceremony that we've done already. We can then sort of do this, see whether it works and how we can do this. Okay? And if we can pull that one off, and if there is a demand, we can look at whether we make this a separate regular event, so that on every ICANN meeting on some day there will be such a setup. There need to be some infrastructural setup, so that you have to have a demarcated area and under video control, so you see whether somebody is entering it, so that you can show the way this was done. And then if some CTDLD or GTLD wants to have their card signed, they bring the card, we run them through the process and put them in tamper-proof bag, sign them, give them a DVD which shows everything, and they can take it with. I feel we should at least try this, because we need to not only remove the barrier of entry, but also the barrier to excuses. Many African TLDs are just saying it's too complicated, it's difficult, and it's not. If you can show it, it's relatively easy, and we have to have sort of an infrastructure or package in place that we can open up on an ICANN meeting, maybe that works. If it doesn't work, then we don't do it again. But I'm quite sure it will be interesting, if not boring, to run through this on a tech day.
Happy time. When I saw you first thought about doing this, I did wonder whether it would be... It might be a little self-indulgent doing it during a tech day itself. I like the idea of doing it at an ICANN meeting, but I wonder if taking up a chunk of tech day time to do a signing ceremony, which lots of other people have already done, you might turn a lot of people off or lose a lot of the audience, if that makes sense.
The very point of this meeting is to sort of throw an idea in the mix, and then whether we do it at tech day or whether we set up a separate time, I don't care. We need to. This is an idea that I have, and I think this is an idea that maybe can be used. How we then implement it is now for us and for the program committee and so on to decide, and for the experts in the area.
I think it's a great idea. I don't want to do that. I think it's a really good idea. I just wonder whether, I think, yeah, maybe stick it on the end of tech day or I mean, actually, or on the Sunday, yeah. I guess it depends. If you haven't got a full tech day agenda, then it's a useful thing to do during the agenda. But if you had to bump a presentation,
I don't want to bump a presentation. I wouldn't mind to extend sort of tech day a little bit, but how we do this is a separate issue. I basically want to get a sense of the group, whether it's an idea that we should pursue, and then we should basically work toward a setup. Whether we do it in the time frame and of Monday's tech day, or whether we ask ICANN for another room and the time to do this separately, that's details. Right? Roy wanted to say something.
Sorry, Jeffrey.
Two things. First off, on a personal note, I won't be available due to personal circumstances that we discussed before. Yeah. So I won't be in Marrakesh, and neither do I have the time before Marrakesh to do this. I won't even be working during that month in January. That said, I think it's actually a very good idea. Not because I won't be there, but I think a key signing ceremony is a very good idea, because it will get more countries signed. If you've ever seen a key signing ceremony operated by ICANN and done filmed for all the right reasons, it's incredibly boring. It is incredibly boring. If we can make it a little bit more entertaining, I'm not saying we should have dancers around this, but
music and dancing would be good. Yeah.
If we can make it, if we can explain actually a little bit more what we do, and if we have people involved like Tomofumi Fusan, who's an incredible asset to ICANN on all things certificates. An external person like Jacob Schlitter, who has helped with the first signing ceremony and has helped ICANN and VeriSign in their signing ceremony. If you get their blessing, if you get their help, basically, I think you're in for a good session. Yeah. But that said, I have to excuse myself, at least for Marrakesh.
Yeah, thank you. To put it on record, you will be on paternity leave. Yeah. But that's quite acceptable. Some of us have been through this already. But I think I wanted to basically run this by how we do this in detail. I haven't done this, so we need to talk to have to Reclam and others involved, and that's why we will probably communicate on the list, get me some email addresses, and then we'll get the ad hoc group working, and then we'll see how we set it up. And Patrick will then see whether we can get a room probably on Sunday.
So, Jacques here. From experience, key signing ceremony is about 6 hours. So if you can do like 4 hours on the Sunday and maybe two during the Monday with exciting stuff happening there that people say, you know, we did this prep work, we did this, boom, 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 and today we're finalizing the ceremony with these steps, bing, 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 then it might make fast forward the session more fast forward and more interesting. But 6 hours is what I've seen in duration.
So I wondered actually whether name. The DNSSEC for Beginners session also might be an obvious point.
Your name?
I'm sorry, Simon McAllister, nominate. Whether attaching it to the DNSSEC for Beginners session, which is the Monday, I think, isn't it? Yeah, I just I haven't been for a few sessions now, but I know that sort of a lot of people have seen that session now, and I wonder whether doing something different with it might be useful, because essentially what we're trying to do is encourage more people to sign with DNSSEC, right?
So yeah, but if we need 2 hours to do the exciting stuff or the interesting stuff, then the afternoon from 2 to 5, we have got 3 hours, which gives us a little bit of leeway, and we don't have to make the decision now. I wanted to run it by you guys, and because we need to basically put our hook in for a room. Yeah, we need to have certain infrastructures and so on in place. The hardware we need to figure out, but we need to have a room with video so that we can control. We can basically document who has entered and left the place at what time and things like this. As far as the files, I understand it. Roy.
Roy Arends, nominet. If this is a success in Marrakesh, I'd like to note that the meeting after that is in Latin America. And I assume for a second, I don't know if this is true, that it will be in Quito, in Ecuador, which happens to be one of the few countries that hasn't been signed yet. There are a lot of Latin American countries that haven't signed yet. So if it's successful in North Africa, it would be great to do it in South America as well.
I think then what we also need to do is we need to talk to the people from .mr and see whether they would be interested, if they're not signed already, whether they would not be interested to participate in this.
So this is Patrick. And Rick is already talking with the operators at MA, so the Moroccan CCTLD, about signing, and they're already talking about things like that.
Okay. But Nigel had at some stage raised his hand.
I was just going to say that I smile on this. I think it's great.
Good. Patrick?
Patrick, first on that note, let me just say that I also think this is a good thing to actually start to do this cross-signing, increasing the trust between the involved parties. That's a really good thing. That said, what concerns me is that I think that people stop doing these PDP key ceremonies just because, as Jacques was saying, they're 6 hours, they're boring, etc. So I think what is really needed is with now when sort of we think this is a good thing, I think it's really important that we give the ability for people, just like Roy said, like Jakob and Jacques and others that have been running these serious PDP key signing sessions, to really think and spend some time on this and maybe even try to find a new way of designing the session itself. So for each individual participating, it ends up being as fun as possible and decrease the waiting time. Because if we just try to do a session the same way we have sort of done the session 10 years ago, which might not be how sessions are done, but still a long time, I think it might be problematic to gather the energy again.
I mean, this is a first sort of brainstorm, whether it's an idea in the first place that we should pursue, and then we must basically come up with a way that is attractive in the double sense of the word, and that works. much more would prefer to have a session that is less than 6 hours. Yeah, and some stuff of these meetings we don't really need to do because we don't need to take the things out of a safe and put them into the safe because they come as a traveling key. But we basically need to sort of get a ceremony down that survives scrutiny by auditors and is documented. And if we can find a way that of doing this in a way that is actually attractive to watch, then we do it on Tech Day. But if it's if it is in the end not attractive but accepted and if taken up by TLDs, then we'll make a separate and go through it as a part of a donkey work. Jack, you were right. Okay, good. Then basically this is as an idea, sort of approved, accepted. We are going to go deeper into this. Louis, Rick and Patrick and I, we have been communicated a little bit, so we need expert support, so we will talk about getting the outside experts interested as well, and we'll take it from there. Then, I was thinking, incidentally, to DNS OAC offering a PGP signing party, I thought whether we should start doing something like this too. There is, I think, working group at CCNSO about secure communications. Isn't it? And basically this is, as far as I'm concerned, if you can use PGP, that secures the communication, but it depends on how secure the keys are, the way I understand it. So I'm going to have my key submitted today to for signing, but I wonder whether this is not something we should offer. It's not much work to do, I think, from our side. We just need to figure out how to do it and do it once and then go through this. What do you think about it?
Jacques here. I'm not a PGP expert, but I think if we have the OpsTrust platform model for the secure working group and all the PGP keys are in there, and you can export all of that, technically I think you can export all the keys out of that portal to your local desktop and have all the keys for all the other CCTLDs, then you don't need to do a signing party-ish, right? No?
The idea of a signing party is to expose more people to this ring and to increase the ring. In the Ops Trust, I think that's proposed within DNS OAuth, that has a lot of CCTLDs in it. CCTLDs are not the same as CCNSO, actually, but if there's a high saturation of CCNSO folks in that Ops Trust thing already, then there's no need to do that exercise. Maybe we can get +2, +3%. I think what is far more interesting is to see what's the take-up of the Ops Trust keyring, and if there's a significant difference between the membership of the CCNSO and what's in this Ops Trust keyring, then absolutely, let's do it in the CCNSO Tech Day, right? So you can expose those keys that normally don't see much daylight because we don't meet these people that often except for CCNSO Tech Days, then it's a great opportunity to do that. It's a simple technical exercise to just see how many keys are in there and which are related to CCNSO folks. Is that an idea?
Yeah, sure. Again, I'm not into the details. I thought this is... We're having a committee dealing with secure communications and we're having PGP keys and maybe it's... We get a large number of CCTLDs. If they're just bringing their fingerprints, whatever I thought, and then bring their laptops and their ID, we can sort of put these things in, and that will help both the secure communication. And for us, it's a good exercise in the sense that we figure out again how these things work. And we have a venue or a forum for which is ideal to do these things. Good. So this is then also taken. Then Don Hollander suggested a topic which we will have in Marrakesh. He wanted to hear how the ICANN technical department is setting up ICANN meetings. I think this is a very cool topic. Yeah. So I've already asked Patrick to get me in touch with Corey Schroot, which he has done. I will meet with him this meeting. I've told him already that they must take some photos from the setup this time so that they can see the boxes and the cables and so that they have got, when they make a presentation, that we can see the hardware. But it's not only the hardware, of course, also the logistics. For example, the question is how do they manage that wherever ICANN is, it uses google.com and not google.na or google.cn and things, these kind of things.
Usually uses Google from the last meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. But if only to sort of raise this in their mind, how we can do that. But in itself, I think this is a relatively interesting exercise because so far, I must say, it usually works very well. The last time I remember there was an issue was in Wellington, which is ancient. And I think these guys should sort of make a presentation, and they're interested. And I think TechDay is exactly the right forum to do that. All right?
I second that opinion. I think it's a really good idea to have technical staff, and I don't speak ICANN, but I think it's a really good idea to have them explain what is involved in doing this, and hopefully get some statistics as well. Sometimes in an IETF meeting, for instance, you have the technical group shows some statistics and how much was the load this week. Yeah, V6 as well. One side note, though. What you mentioned, how people manage to go to google.com, that's a problem that can be solved in the application layer, which is completely independent of how ICANN routes their traffic. I think that needs to be solved by Google and their cookies that they set in your browser and your privacy settings, etc., etc. This has nothing to do, I think, with how... But that's my humble opinion. But independent of that, I think it's a very good idea to have this presentation. I'm looking forward to it.
Anybody else? I think there is even a website deep, deep, deep in the bowels of the ICANN website where the traffic statistics... I think a few years ago I have actually seen statistics from a meeting, how much traffic and so on. But these guys will know it. They don't have to give us live data, but they can say what was the traffic, for example, here in LA. It's truly interesting, and whether there is a growth over time and things like this. Yeah, but I will sit down with Corey and sort of give him an idea what we just discussed. And I hear they're good people, and from what I'm seeing, the outcome is good, so I'm quite sure we'll get a good presentation out of this. Then Don Hollander had another idea. He is, as you know, the GM of the APTLD, and he reads. He's not a member of the tech committee, but he reads in copy. Ne? He's on the mailing list, Christina. Ne? Don Hollander is on the mailing list of Tech Day of the technical working group, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, because he sort of, when I send something to the group, sometimes he gives interesting remarks. And he suggested, he has got some TLDs in his bailiwick who still do the DNS on a spreadsheet. And he really would like to convert them onto a proper system. So he wondered, what does it take? So, this is doch maybe something that we can sort of make a systematic thing. What does it take systematically from A to Z, including accounting, what it takes to run a TLD? First CCTLD, and then the things that need to be done for a GTLD. Because some of that stuff is interesting, though not mandatory for a CCTLD. Is this something we should look at for a future tech day?
Shock here. How many CCTLDs are still running on spreadsheets? Would this be for one CCTLD, or this be for 10, or because that's different? There's a bunch of them in the room, then it's worth doing an education session, or maybe they need different kind of training.
Regularly, every 3 months, I get sent a zone file from an African country, have to run it through my Perl script so that it loads into CocaTools. And every time I find different problems how you can mess up a zone file to confuse my program. So in Africa, there is, out of the 40 or 50 names, there is at least half of them, if not the ones that do it themselves, that are not run automated. In Asia, there is apparently a number of them, at least two or three, that do that. The question is whether this is also something for small new GTLDs. I have maintained long that outsourcing every single part of your operation to a commercial entity is not really a good commercial model, never mind that you lose total control over your business. But my question is this something that we should look at?
Jacques here. If we do an hour session to help a CCTLD that's low on the maturity scale, I don't think an hour or 2 hours is going to help them move up, but they need bigger help than that. I think I can, as that CC, your training program, that would be more suited to help them on.
Yeah, the DNS roadshow that they have has no impact. I wasn't thinking about 1 or 2 hours. I was thinking about 1 or 2 days. But this is an idea that came up yesterday in a Jewish daily over lunch. And so I thought we run it by the working group. And this is not something that we need to do now. But this, we not necessarily have to do it on a tech day. But this is maybe something. I'm doing this because I want to sort of develop this to help others get further on that have difficulties in getting from their getting up on the maturity scale, as he said. Whether we do this on a tech day, as a tech day, or whether people from the tech working group set something up with Center and with APTLD and I can jointly with regards to funding and logistics and things is a separate issue. Yeah, but I wanted to raise the topic and that we can, and I think global stakeholder engagement is raising sort of an interest.
So this is Patrick. Later in the week, there's a session about support for underserved regions for registries and registrars. And after the Marrakesh meeting, there will be probably a DNS training, one of the AROC type trainings that the security team does in Cairo for African Middle East TLD operators. So if you want to have a brief slot for someone to talk about that program, that could be an option for this.
Okay. Food for thought. Okay, any other topics? Okay.
I got a quick one. Do you have an idea for the overarching topic for Marrakesh? Do you want to do big data? Do you want to do security? Or
if we do DNSSEC, obviously security comes to mind. If not, we'll see what happens. I don't think African a venue in Africa lends itself forcefully to big data.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it is the case that you are going to do more DNSSEC stuff, I think you should coordinate with the DNSSEC work that the newcomer session, for example, DNSSEC for newcomers, that was a great success in London. I think Julie Hedlund had to say no to people that wanted to come. We didn't have enough large room, and if I understand correctly, it's pretty popular for tomorrow as well.
I don't know if it's pretty popular. Roy Adams, nominate. I don't know if it's pretty popular for tomorrow as well. I just know that I need to show up in a T-shirt that says "Root" or something. But yeah, good idea.
Thank you.
to coordinate that.
Yeah, my idea is to I'm going on Monday evening anyway to the DNSSEC implementers dinner, which is I think a good venue to start talking about it. I will also speak with Steve Crocker about it, because he's very keen, and if we get him interested, that gives us a little bit more of moxie and pull with regards to logistics, if required. And it also we need to coordinate this with the DNSSEC group. But again, the one of the focus here is also to develop a technical package or technical pool or a technical focal point where we can sort of get all these things together, the working groups or workshops together, so that people can focus on this if they want to.
So one other idea for Marrakesh is there's the group in Kenya that developed that crisis mapping tool, and now they have this, they call it the BRIC. It's for setting up mesh networks in underserved regions. And having someone from Ushahidi talk about that, since this meeting's in Africa, crisis mapping for DNS might be an interesting thing if it's just it's an idea.
Can you get me in touch, please? Because I have been doing many, many years ago some work about medical consulting in rural areas for physicians, in 92 already. So this stuff, low technology or low impact staff communication, is quite a topic that I'm very interested in from a professional point of view. And in Africa, it's actually quite helpful. I have seen recently a little MiFi. Yeah, you know this little Wi-Fi that has a SIM card, but which had a satellite SIM card. So you can basically from anywhere in the world do this. And though it's only 9,600 bits per second, we will then start coming back to UUCP and batched compressions of emails and sophisticated mail servers that take apart the attachments off and reject emails when they're bigger than a certain, so that you can actually, on a relatively low cost, from anywhere in the world, go with your laptop and that thing, and when you're there, send some emails and order your drugs and do your communication. So that's an interest that I have in this. So this crisis mapping tool is surely interesting. In any case, it's an interesting topic, so we can always accommodate it anyway. Good. Nothing further? Then we're done. Thank you very much.